I fled to the mortal realm. Better human company than nothing. I went to a village, to a mortal girl. Better any love than none. She offered herself, and I took her. I needed her. I have never felt such need. After, I stayed. Mortal love was safer. There was a child, and I did not kill him. I knew he was demon, forbidden. I had written the law myself, but I needed him too. He was. I had forgotten how beautiful they could be. The mortal girl whispered to me in the night when I was weak. My siblings were wrong, wicked, hateful to have forgotten me. They would betray me again if I went back to them. Only she could love me truly. I needed her, only her. I needed to believe it, do you understand? I needed something certain. I lived in dread of her death. Then they came for me, found me. They apologized, like it was nothing. He laughed once here. It was half a sob. And they brought me home, but I knew. I could no longer trust them. I had learned what it meant to be alone. It is the opposite of all that I am, that emptiness, that nothing. I fought 10,000 battles before time began. Burned my soul to shape this universe, and never before have I experienced such agony. The mortal girl warned me. She said they would do it again. That they would forget they loved me. That they would turn to each other and I would be alone. Left alone. Forever. They would not. Then the mortal girl killed our son. He fell silent here for just a moment, his body utterly still. Take it, she told me, and offered me the blood. And I thought, when there were only two of us, I was never alone. A final silence, foretelling the story's end. Slowly, he let me go. All the tension and strength ran out of him like water. He slid down my body to his knees, his cheek pressed to my belly. He had stopped trembling. I have spent time studying the nature of light. It is part curiosity and part meditation. Someday I hope to understand why I see the way I do. Scriveners have studied light too, and in the books that Madding read to me, they claim that the brightest light, true light, is the combination of all other kinds of light. Red, blue, yellow, more. Put it all together, and the result is shining white. This means, in a way, that true light is dependent on the presence of other lights. Take the others away, and darkness results. Yet the reverse is not true. Take darkness away, and there is only more darkness. Darkness can exist by itself. Light cannot. And thus a single moment of solitude had destroyed Brighty Tempest. He might have recovered from that in time, even a river stone wears into new shapes. But in the moment of his greatest weakness, he had been manipulated. His already damaged soul struck an unrecoverable blow by the mortal woman he'd trusted to love him. That had driven him so mad that he murdered his sister to keep from ever experiencing the pain of betrayal again. I'm sorry, he said. It was very soft and not meant for me. But the next words were, you don't know how much I've thought of taking your blood for myself. I folded my arm around his shoulders and bent down to kiss his forehead. I do know, actually, because I did. So I straightened, took his hand, and pulled him up. He came without resistance, letting me lead him to the bed, where I pulled him to lie down. When we'd settled, I snuggled into the crook of his arm, resting my head on his chest as I'd so often done with Madding. They felt and smelled very different. Sea salt to dry spice, cool to hot, gentle to fierce. But their heartbeats were the same. Steady, slow, reassuring. Could a son inherit such a thing from a father? Apparently so. I could always die tomorrow, I supposed.